Okay. Today is Daf Ayin Hey. We're in Ayin Dalin and Beis by the two dots, Haroveya v'Hanirva. Today's shiur is sponsored by Simcha Klein, Lila Nishmas's father, Rav Yitzchak Ben Peretz. So we're up to the two dots, Haroveya v'Hanirva. The Mishnah said that Haroveya and Hanirva and a Mukso, or a Nevat, or an Esnan, or a Mechir, or a Klayim, all these types of things, what happens if they get mixed up? So we let them out to pasture until they get a mum, right? Then when they get a mum, we sell it, and with the money we buy new karbanos, right? These are a lower level of problems, right? One of the things on the list is a trefa. So the Gemara says Bishlam Makulhu, all these other ones, right? All these other ones, lo yada. You don't know. Thank you so much. You don't know, right? Which is the behemoth that's puzzle? Which is the behemoth that's not puzzle? Therefore, you have a tyrovitz problem. Elahai treifah. What's the key to the treifah? E diadalei. If you know which one is the treifah, leitzi v'lishma. Take it out. You know which one, right? E delo yadalei. If you don't know, mina yada the yara. How do you know it got mixed up? How do you even know? What even give you the kasha that there's something wrong with it? Right? That's the kasha? No, we're going through the Mishnah. Because till now we were talking about things that have to die. So what's irrelevant? You're killing a thousand. Now you're not killing them. How do you know that? How do you know there's a woman? How do you know there's a trefa in that herd? How do you even know that? How do you know there's a trefa there? How do you know it's a trefa? Trefa is internal. How do you even know? So Amad Devei Rabbiana, how come I steal if you go to the Yarav, Nikuba Takot, Bidruza Tazer? For whatever reason, we're going to get to this in Chulin. What happened was, an animal that had a tear. From a wolf got mixed up with animals that have a rip from a thorn. Now, if an animal has a tear from a thorn, it's not a trefa. But if it has a rip from a wolf, it is a trefa. Why is it a trefa? Rashi here says because trefa ribnesha aras sarfa, because the poison of the wolf kills the animal. Now we know scientifically that's not true at all. There's no such thing. There is no poison. We'll get to that question when we get to the Gemara in Chulin by Trefa. Okay, that's one of the big questions about how you know the Gemara seems to say something that doesn't comport with science. There's no such thing as a wolf doesn't have a, not just a wolf, any of these wild animals, a lion, they don't have venom in their claws. So what kind of Trefa is that? But then you can see that it's a wound. Why is it a tyrovis? Why did it get mixed up? You can see. So that's okay. That's the answer. Because if it has a mortal wound and it's mixed up with a thousand animals, then just take it out of the mixture. What kind of terrible is it? Terrible means it got mixed up. You can't find it. Why can't you find it? There's one over there with a mortal wound. So it must be an injury that's similar to an injury, but not a trefa. That's one answer. Rishlakish Amar. No, you go to Erev Vinafula. It got mixed up with an animal that fell. Look at Rashi, Nafula, Minagat. It fell off a roof. The animal fell off a roof. The Ana Yakola Lamot, and it can't stand up. Suffolk Trefahi. It's a Suffolk Trefa. Maybe it's going to die. That's some internal problems. Maybe it's going to die. It fell. So we don't know. It's an internal problem. Vim Shachata. Kodem Shashata Mayetle, if you shecht it before 24 hours, Trefa, it's a Trefa, Mishum Risuke Evarim, because there's something wrong with the limbs inside. Tafilu Badka, even if you check the animal, Velo Matka Badnakuva Zraya, you don't find anything wrong with the lung, Omeayim, or the innards, Velo Psukat Sput Hashedra, there's nothing wrong with the spine, Mishum Simon Trefa, nothing, there's no Simon Trefa, check it out. Nevertheless, it has to be checked out. The kivan is chazik by suffik treifus. Once it has a chazaka of a suffik treifa, ain't machnitin asal azar l'shchuta. You couldn't have shechted it. Why? Mishum hakreven ala fatzecha. It's a pasuk in Malachi that you can't check garbage. So everyone asks the Rashi, why did he mention that pasuk? In other words, right now it's a suffik. How could you check the suffik treifa? Yeah, afterwards we'll check it out and see if it's good. Good. But how can you check the lechatila? No one will do that. So, that's the problem. You hear? That's the problem. So the Gemara says, Nefula, Nami Libdika. Why don't you check? Why don't you do a bedika on it? So the answer is, Kasavar, Amda, Tzricha, Le'etzle. It has to stay alive. It has to, So I'm sorry. So the Gemara adds to Rosh Lakish, Nefula, Nami Libdika. Why don't you do a bedika on it? Right? Right. And then you'll know it doesn't have a trefa. So the answer is, Kasavar, because he held Amda, Tzricha, Le'etzle. Even if it stood up, you still have to wait 24 hours. And halcha tzricha bedika. If it walks, you still need a bedika after you shacht it. Meaning, till you shacht it, there's a suffix. And if it's a suffix, you can't bring it. You can't bring a suffix trefa to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, another third answer, could go in the ear of the vlad trefa. It got mixed up with a vlad trefa. And Rabbi Eliezer, he's the Amar vlad trefa leikar for the gam mizbeach. Son of a trefa, you also can't bring on the mizbeach. Three reasons. In other words, you don't know there's anything wrong with it. Separate thing. So that's how you can have a possible even mixture. Right? So the Gemara says, Kulu Kerbiani Lo Omri. Nobody wanted a whole like Rabbanai. Why? Because they the Kuba Sakot, the Drus is a Zeb, the other. You can tell the difference between a nick from a thorn and the nick from a wolf. Why? Hi, Mashif. Because the nicks from the wolf or the lion are longer. The high Ogil. But the nick from a thorn is round. Kirish Lakish Lo Omri. Nobody wanted a whole like Rishlakish. Katsavri, Amda, Eitz Richa, Me'eitz Le'eitz. Amda, because nobody wanted to hold that, because they held that if it stands, you don't have to wait 24 hours. And Halcha, Eitz Richa Bedika. And if it's walking around, you don't need a Bedika. It's perfectly good. So therefore, they don't want a whole like Rishlakish. And Kirvirmiya Lo Omri. Nobody wanted a whole like Kirvirmiya. Why? Because there will be Eliezer. Kirvirmiya Lo Moki. Lomoki, nobody held the Rabbi Eliezer, that the son of a trefa is a trefa. Why should that be? Nobody held like him. Therefore, each one has their own reason how on earth you can have a mixture with an animal with an internal problem. You don't can't even see that. Okay. Next. Kachim kachim min bimino. So what does the Mishnah say? If kachim kachim got mixed up, in other words, Reuben's shim carbon got mixed up with Shimon's carbon, right? What does the Mishnah say? No problem. Bring them all. Have in mind whichever one's for Reuven, whichever one's for Shimon. It's all good. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. How could you do that? Baboy smicha. You require smicha. What's smicha? Smicha is putting on your hand on the animal full force. And that's a requirement. How could you say, well, we'll bring them back whoever needs. How could you do that? You have to do smicha. Ask the Shar Melech. So let Reuven do smicha on both. Let Shimon do smicha on both. We forgot. We mixed them up. So we're going to bring them all. We're going to say whatever it's for, it should be for. You need smicha? Okay, so do smicha on both. So the Shabbat says you can't do smicha on both because you're not allowed to use kachim that doesn't belong to you. So one of these animals doesn't belong to you. So by putting your hands on a full force, if it's a mitzvah, smicha, it's a mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, what do you do? You have no right. If you can't, you can't. The Baal does smicha. You can't do smicha on animals that belong to you. So listen to this Gemara's answer. Amar Rav Yosef, the karban nashim. No. These are karbanos of women. Women don't do smicha. The whole kash is not a kash. You hear this? Ain't a kanami. If karbanos of men would get mixed up, you'd have a problem. So the karbanos of women. Women don't do smicha. Why don't they do smicha? Because it says daber el bnei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Okay? So it's not smicha by women. So the Gemara says, Aval karban al nashim lo. So what are you telling me? That if it would be men karbanos, that we'd have a problem? Because it's a smicha problem? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Women can bring any karban that a man can bring. However, there's just no smicha. Why? What do you mean? She's a single girl. She's 18 years old. She wants to bring karban. Yeah, and even if it's a chatos, she has her own. She has her own chatos. She could also, by accident, turn the lights on Shabbos. She could do that. That's a separate issue. But there's no smicha by women. Why not? It's exeris akasa. So, and what if a woman that we have a problem? I'm going to prove to you that it's not a problem anyway. Abaya asks the following question. It says in a bris like this: carbon yachid, a carbon yachid. the carbon yachid that got mixed up with a carbon yachid or carbon sibur. Shemiz arev carbon sibur or a carbon sibur got mixed up with a carbon sibur. Carbon yachid the carbon sibur shemiz arev uzevizeh or a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur get mixed up one with the other. Carbon yachid get mixed up with a carbon sibur. Rashi says, second line, kigon, for example, se'ir nasi, the se'ir of a nasi, right, that's the carbon yachid, the nasi, the melech, that got mixed up with se'ir ha-regalim, with the se'ir of regalim, or ola ba'ola, or an ola and an ola. So, the Shita Mekubetza said, why Rashi thinks it's a strange case? The se'ir of a melech got mixed up with the se'ir of regalim? Don't tell me it's the ear of regal. Why is he ever melech? So the Shizu Kibetza says, because Stam Chatos for a Yachid is a female. And Stam Chatos of a Tibur is a male. So they can't get mixed up. The only way they can get mixed up is if it's a Chatos of a melech who also brings a male. That's why Rashi picked that case. Okay? Anyway, the next few lines are going to be very complicated, but they're all going to be about how you are able to bring two karbanos when they got mixed up. No one's going to mention smicha at all. It's all going to be about the blood. So we start off. No, it's in dalad matanos, we call echad ve'echad. Take four matanos, four blood applications from each one. V'im nasan matana, we call ach echad, yata. If you did nasan matana achas, yata, you're yote. V'im nasan arba mikulan, if you take four from all of them, yata, you're also yota. In other words, whether you take four times or one time or four times from two different bowls, it doesn't make a difference. When is all that true? They got mixed up when the animals were still alive. Aval, after you shechted it, now it got mixed up. The blood got mixed up. Now it got mixed up. And by the way, each carbon requires a different number of blood applications. So now it's mixed up now. Doesn't make a difference. Notice in Avimatanos Mikulan, you can do four. It's all good. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says something, which we'll get to in number 8, which is Ronas Hamatana. We look at this bowl. You have a bowl now of blood. In Yeshba Kedelazeh, the Kedelazeh, Shera. If you have enough in the bowl, that let's say you, by magic, you can separate the blood of the two animals. If it be enough from each animal, then it's fine. Being lav, psula. And if it's not, then it's a problem. Okay? So he doesn't really disagree. He just said you have to have enough of each animal. Doesn't really disagree. Anyway, what's the bottom line of Katani Yachid, Dumya the Tibur? We're comparing, what do you do when a Yachid got mixed up with a Tibur? Ma Tibur Gavri, just like Tibur are men. What does that mean, they're men? So Rabbi Akiva Eger said something which is very not politically correct, which he says that Noshim don't have a chelek in Karbanos Tzibur. That's a very radical thing to say. Right? Most people disagree with that. Of course, women, whatever the seir of Regalim are supposed to accomplish, women get included in that. What it means, Gavri here means, what it means is that the men are the ones that are actually doing all the work. No, women's kahanim don't serve in their base. That's what it means. The men are the ones do the kahanim, the ones doing the work. Of course, women have a chelik in karbanos. That's not what it means. It means men are the ones doing the work. Ma tibur gavri, ap yachid gavri. So too, when we talk about the yachid, we're talking about a man. You know what? Not one word here was mentioned about smicha. Right? It's in the Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's very, very recent. By the way, the pashtus is not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. The pashtus doesn't mean gavri. The men are troubling with it. The men are busy with it. What? Okay, it's different. I didn't see that shot. Men give you half a shekel. Whatever it is, the point is that the women, we're not talking about women here. And yet, what does the Mishnah say? What does this Brisa say? The Brisa said that it's all good. Right? Forget, there's no smicha issue. Amarava, Rava says, V'tispera ha mitaratzahi. You think this braisa makes sense? Diktani, B'med devar mamurim, kishen es arvu chayin, aval shen es arvu shchutin, lo. In other words, you're telling me that this all is only true if they got shechted, if their mistake happened when they're alive? If the mistake happened when they're alive, then there could be no smicha. However, if the mistake happened after they're shechted, you did smicha properly. That's why it's not mentioned. It was done properly. Now, after you did the shechting, now they got a mix up. Mali chayim, mali shchutim. What's the difference? What's the difference when this mistake happened? Right? What's the difference when the mistake happened? Right? What's the difference when the mistake happened? You made such a tumult differentiating. What's the difference? So we didn't answer the question yet. Ella, the answer is hachikamar. Ella hachikamar. This was what the Brisa meant to say. When is it true that you can get away with doing blood applications when it's a mistake? Kishenes arvu shchutin, when the mistake happened after shchita, ke'ein chayim. But it's as if they're alive. What does that mean? That means bekosos. You have different kosos. In other words, each animal was shechted properly. Of course, there was smicha done properly. And he put the bloods in separate cups like he's supposed to. Now the cups got mixed up. Now, Abo, the kolel, but if they'd all be in one cup, no sein dala matanos l'kulam, you do four bloods for each one, v'yimnasa matan achas kulan, yasa. And if you did them all once, also good. Therefore, the Bryce is not talking about where animals got mixed up when they were alive. We're not talking about that. We're talking about they got mixed up after smicha and after shechita. So this Brisa is not a kasha at all. It's our issue. So the answer is, you're right. If this would be kabanas of men, we'd have a problem. Why? Men have to do smicha. The Mishnah talks about the kabanas of women, where there is no smicha. What? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that they were after that, but ke'en chayim. Which means, everyone has his own cup. Right. Right. Exactly. Next. Rebbe Omer, and we said a minute ago, Rebbe Omer, Rowan and Tamatana, we look at the cup, in Yeshba, Kadela Zev, Kadela Zek, Shaywin. If each cup has enough blood, that it would only have that animal, there'd be enough of it, then it's fine. The Amlach, Psula. And if it's not fine, it's not fine. Now, when we Ismail the Rebbe Haisvara, does everybody really hold from that? Why not? Bahatanya, but we learned in a Brisa, Amar Rebbe, Ledivre Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe said, according to Rebbe Eliezer. What's Rebbe Eliezer? Look at this Rashi here, one Rashi. It's about Legabe Mechatas Koi. That discussion is about Mechatas, whom I seen in Lelekam of a Perkin. We're actually going to learn this later on in the Pei. Tzlukis Shel Mechatas. You have the flask of mechatas. Mechatas is para aduma water. Hamukdashin, that is already sanctified. Shenafal letochon mayim acherim kol shehu. One drop of water that's not kodesh fell into the mayim of para aduma. So, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yadesh shtei hados. You have to sprinkle the guy twice. Normally, you sprinkle one time. But here, you have to sprinkle twice. Ulekama mafarish milte. Later, we'll explain why. The Kama Rebbe. Now, Rebbe, we're going to see another debate. The reason why you have to sprinkle twice is because maybe the first sprinkling had that drop in it. So we want to make sure that we get this guy sprinkled. So we sprinkle him twice. About that, Ulekama Rebbe, the Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe said, well, according to that, it's obvious that Hazah eno tzricha shir agabra de gabra. That Hazah doesn't require a shir. The each tzricha shir, because if it required a shir, nehi nami, it's true. The yesh bila, that bila means, and we could separate, we could say that the water is, that water is from the water that fell in. That water is the Paradum water. You can say that. And we'll rely on that. Right? Because the water is spread out throughout the whole cup. So in every drop, you have Hazal water also. And then what was already in there, and the new drop that fell in, will combine in every sprinkling. Who said you got the requisite shear? What's pshat? It must be there is no shear. But it comes to this din of mayim paraduma, Rebbe said there's no shear. And by us, by the blood, he said there has to be a shear. That's the kasha. Okay? We kasha, no? Right? So now I'm going to read it again. Oh, my Rebbe. Hazah kol shehu mitaheres. Any amount of hazah, any amount of sprinkling is mitaher. Hazah ein tmicha shir. Hazah doesn't require a shir. Hazah mechse kosher, mechse pasul. Half is kosher, half is pasul. Okay? Gesundheit. Right, so I'm sorry, Robert's going to say later that the reason why you have two hazards is to snap on you. Because otherwise, we'll start diluting the paraduma. Right? We'll say, yesh bila. So every drop is dispersed throughout the. So no matter, when I sprinkle on you, there's no shear. So you're going to get sprinkled with paraduma water. No problem. The knaf, because he did that. So make it sprinkle twice. Okay, fine. But his point is, according to Rebbe, there's no shear. Right? So, what's the difference between this and Drikas Adam? Second Drikas Adam requires a shear, and every other requires a shear. So, they give me two answers. Number one, with Dvar of Durablazer Kamar. No! He was saying, in the world of Rebbe Eliezer, according to you, I don't agree with you at all. I hold you have to have a shear. But according to you, I don't hold for this. But according to you, then the following question, Vibay Tema, or second answer, Hazal Lachud, Unasina Lachud. What are you comparing? Hazal Paraduma to Karbonos. What are you comparing? Apples and oranges, right? As Rashi says, Rashi is a controversial Rashi here. It's the Rashi of the Sirat Dam, the Mizbeach Lachud. Tzarech Shir, Shiyira Hadam, you need to shear the Yatsi Dam, L'shnei Ruchos, HaKeren Shal Mizbeach. What does that mean? Shnei Ruchos, Keren Shal Mizbeach, okay. Okay, good? You know, next Gemara is quite difficult. So he gave two answers. First of all, he doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold that way. According to you, you don't even make sense. According to you, you make no sense. That's the first answer. Second answer, what are you comparing, apples and oranges? Two answers. What is the dinam of Paradum of the dinam of Dam? No. Well, that's what it means. It's talking about shear. He said, if you don't have enough blood in the cup, you have to have enough from each animal. Yeah, but by Paradum, he holds you don't need a shear at all. Yeah, because over there you don't need a shear, and here you do. Okay, next one's quite difficult. Ready? That's like this. Mis'arvu, Bechar, u'maiser. If Bechars and Maisers get mixed up, what do you do? Right? You let them get a mum. Then you buy more animals and you treat them as if they're bechoras and maaser. You know they're not. It's not a bechoras what you bought, but you treat it as if. That's what the Mishnah said. Okay? Now, I'm a Rabbi Bar Chama. Bechar that has a bal mum. A bechar has a mum. Bisman azeh. Lim beis shamai. According to beis shamai, ein ma'achilin l'nidos. You can't give a behema, you can't give a bechar to a nida. Why? Because the Torah makes a hekesh to a bechor, to the chaza and a shok. Okay? And we learn out. Just like a chaza and a shok have a little bit of kudgem to them. They can't be eaten by a nida. So too, a bechor can't be eaten by a nida. Fine. No issue with that. Timuraso mahu. What about the tamura of a bechor? What's the tamura of a bechor? Tamura of any animal is, you transfer the kedusha from one animal to another animal. Now, you're not allowed to do that. It's an isser in the Torah. However, if you do it, it works. It's a strange mitzvah. You're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, it works. And I've transferred the Kedusha to a different animal. So can my wife Denise eat that animal? Has a mum anyway. Okay? As a matter of fact, it's a machloket. Who eats this animal? Who even eats this animal? Who eats the bechor tmura balmum? Who eats that? A kohen? Or not a kohen? So Tosva says, I'm sorry, they pull out of a Tosva bechor here that the bechor doesn't eat that. That's not a matnas kahuna. If once a bechor has a mum, it's not a matnas kahuna. Why not? Only bechors that are tam go to the kohen, right? Or I guess I had a mum before you gave it to him. You give it to him anyway. So I guess a tmura is not, doesn't go to a kohen. The Rambam seems to argue on that. The Rambam says even a tmura has to be given to a kohen. And the kohen is called the baal here of the animal. Okay. What? So they asked that question on Tosfos. The Karanori asked that question. He says it has to be, it won't be the subject of the Gemara. If it doesn't go to a kohen, what's the subject of the Gemara? Can my wife eat the, why not? Right? If it's not going to the kohen, why can't my wife eat it? Why not? What? Yeah, but it has a mum. So they believe it as a tzorachim. If it has a mum, my wife, the leader, is allowed to eat psuvi ha-mukdashim, kosher that got puzzled. So why is this bechor with a mum any different? What? Why he did that is a separate question. Why would someone do that? I don't know. But he did it. Okay. Right. Now, so what's the kasha by tamura? Next, bechor eino nifteh. A bechor bal mum can't be podeh. You can't redeem a bechor bal mum. Why? Because you learned that in the second tamura. What about tamura of a bechor bal mum? Can you redeem that? That's the question. So Rashi says over here. Rashi says not here. It says in the tamura. The reason why you can't be podeh a bechor bal mum is because it says ach bechor shar bechor kesef a bechor eight lo sifteh. The Rambam says a different reason, because a bechor and a miser, if a bechor gets a mum, it's eaten by a kohen in the kohen's backyard. You give the bechor to a mum. You give the bechor to a kohen. Then it gets a mum. So what happens? The bechor, the kohen can eat the bechor now in his backyard. It's not a carpet, it has a mum. That's why we said the kahana b'choshe, they would give mums to make the mum, right? They would do that. So, what do you mean podeh for? What do you mean podeh? There's no podeh, it doesn't work. It has a mum. It says the Rambam, it's not a pasuk, it's logic. Okay, fine. What about the tamura of a bechor bal mum? What about that? Now, Bechor eno nishkal b'litra. A Bechor can't be sold. Litra means it's sold in the market, but all meat is sold. They hang it up by its side, or sell it. In other words, you can't belittle it. It's, even though it has a mum, even though it's not going to be a Bechor, but it once was special. You have to treat it in a dignified way. That's a din like that by a bechor. What about tumura somal? What about the tumura? Same din or not? So same question three times. Okay? Now, you should just realize that let's say you have an animal that was a carbon and it got a mum. So what do? You sell it. Take the money and you buy a new carbon. Like, Suli Hamukdashin, it is, you do sell it like that. You know why? Because when you sell it like that, you get a much better price. Because you're much more exact. what we do by a bechor at the moment, we sell it like an estimation. So you never get a good price like that. But that's the din. If I have a bechor, you have to treat it a little more respect, even though you're going to get a bad price. But if I have psul hamikdashin, since it's supposed to be money, it's supposed to go to kabanos, want the best possible price. What about a tmura? So Amarava Tanya bechor u'maiser. If a bride says it like this, bechor u'maiser shehumamu, they got a mum osin tmura. You can make tmura out of it. U'tmura kiyotsa behed. Whatever din the bechor had, the tmura had the same exact din. What's yikasha? Same thing. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Bar Chama asks the following question. Hitfis bechor lebedek habayis. If somebody, hitfis means he donated. Okay? Had a mum. Hitfis bechor. The bechor had a mum. So what does he do with it? What's he supposed to do with the bechor that has a mum? Can it be brought as a carbon bechor? No, it has a mum. What's he going to do with it? He can eat it in his backyard. But he doesn't do that. He donates it to the Beis HaMikdash. As a better kabai. I can donate that chair. I can donate. You're not supposed to donate animals that could be used for karbanos for better kabai. Why are you doing that? But here you can't, so you could. Now, Mao Sheyishka Balitra. Can such an animal be weighed? You hear this question? If it's a regular bechor, never could be. Right? Even if it has a mum, it can't be. But now you took it and you donated it for better kabai. What's the base of it you'll do with that animal? They're going to sell it. So can they sell it by weight? Sell it by weight, you get a much better price. Can they do that? That's the Gemara's question. What? Because a regular bechor b'mum, you can't do that. But here, it became that better kabai. Exactly, what's more important? Ravcha de hektish azif. Is the profit, the benefit of hektish better to do it that way? Or dilma zilusa de bechor azif. The belittling of the bechor is better. Right? Look at Rashi, right here on the side. The yishkal, the litra, much better to do it by weight. Kedei shi tamtein mechirato. You get a much more exact price. The yarbe dama. You get more money. So akai malan b'shar psul hamakdashin. We learn by other possible karbanos, b'shvil shepidyono lekad lehektish, that what are you going to do with that money? You're going to have to bring another car. I donated a carbon. I've got a mum. What do? I wait for it to go pasture. I sell it. I think I'm going to buy a new one. So don't I do that? Don't I measure it exactly? Right? Why don't I measure it exactly? To make sure I get the best price. Hikino lein lios nishchatin be'itlid. We let it. V'nechmar be'itlid. And to shechta be'itlid. Itlid means the market. The mkar be'itlid, mishkal and be'litra, k'dei shi'ar be'pidyon, osa d'meir b'tchila. Chutz b'na b'char! You can't do that with a b'char. Why not? B'nei sh'anaz ribu'i damav eir el l'kohen. Who gets more money if a b'char has a mum? The kohen. Why? He's eating it. You know what? We don't care about him. Therefore, it's a zilzal. Bahai, but over here, sh'kvizal v'ed ha'kabayis, ha'razal l'haktishu. Now it's called the hektish. What do we do? Okay? Okay, the whole discussion over here is the issur of weighing it. Deraisa, derabanan, Tosfos must be a derabanan. We never weigh deraisa just as a better kabbai to get more money. Okay, fine. Anyway, Amar Rav Yosi bar Zvida, Tashma. Let's look into the following our Mishnah. Mitzarvu b'bchar u'b'maiser. If a bchar got mixed up with a meiser, yiru achi istavu. You let it. You let it get a mum, you let it pass until it gets a mum. And you eat it as if it's a bechar and a miser. Doesn't that tell you you can't do that? So, now, you can't compare that case. Hasam, in the case of the Mishnah, shtei kedushos. There are two kedushos here. What are the two kedushos? A carbon got mixed up, one kedusha, got mixed up with another bechor. We don't know what to do. And shnei gufin, two animals, bechor and the other carbon. Haha, but over here, in a case, what's the case over here? Where you donated a bechor to the Beit HaMikdash? Yes, shnei kedusha. It's two kedusha. What's the two kedusha? It's a bechor, and it's also a donation. But it's gufecha, it's only one body, mixed up. right? Okay. Maskevlo Rav Yosei Bar Ovin Ma Ilu Omar. What if someone said, Hiftu li Bechor, I want to redeem a Bechor, Shedbisu Lebedek Habayis, so that I can donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. Kulam Shomen Lo, would we listen to him? The answer is, of course not. Why not? Why not? Because you're not, the Torah says, Ach, Bechor, Shor, Lo Tifta. You're not allowed to do that. You can't redeem a Bechor. You're not allowed to do that. What do you do with a Bechor that has a mum? You give it to a Kohen. He eats it in his backyard. You can't redeem it. Only a Kohen can do that. So, the Gemara says, have to? You're asking me a kasha on if a guy did that? Barakmon Amar Lo Tifta. You're not allowed to do that. Ella, Amar of Ami, no. The answer is, Klum Hiknezeh Ella Masha Kanu Loi. You can only give what you have. You can only donate the powers that you have. I can only give to the base business what I have. What do I have? I have an animal that I can't treat like that. Therefore, I can give to the Beit HaMikdash an animal that I can't treat like that. Therefore, it cannot be sought. The Beit HaMikdash gets more money that way? What can I tell you? Okay? Good? Next. That was the hard part. Now it's big. So you can't do it. You can't do it. So if a Kohen donates a Bechor Balmum to the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash can't sell it Bilitra. They'll get a better price. They can't. Why? Because the guy who donated it couldn't do it. Kohen couldn't do it. Right? It's a bizarre of the Kohen. But now we have a reason why. We don't care about the Kohen's pocket. We care about the Beit HaMikdash's pocket. Okay, in economy. So what? Next. Hakol Yecholom with Ari. Now what this was said like this. That Kol Zvachim can be mixed up. Right? If animals get mixed up, then and we're not sure which animals got mixed up with which animals, then you can bring them all except for a chatz and an asham. Why? Because chatz and asham need l'shma. Ma'ishna chatz v'asham. Why? Oh no. Why aren't we? You know the difference. Why? Dahai zachar behind a keva. One's a male. One's a female. Chatz v'ola nami. Same thing about chatz and ola. So it goes well. Ika se'ir nasi. You have the se'ir v'nasi, which is a male. Now we're going to read it like this, even though it's not how it says in the Gemara. Chatas va'ashim nami ika se'ir nasi, which is a male, so it can get mixed up. So the Gemara says, hait se'ir v'hait semer. No, one is an issue of hair, and one is an issue of wool. In other words, there's different ages. So there's different ages, you can tell the difference. Peitach va'ashim nami dol v'arit. A Peitach and an Ashim also shouldn't be combined. The high bench on the high bench station on him. One's 1 year old, one's 2 years old. Well, Ika Asham Nazir, but Asham Mitzorah. You have another Mitzorah, which are also 1 year old. Do you say more? Another answer? Ika Ben Shana, domestic Ben Shteshanim. Ika Ben Shteshanim, domestic Ben Shana. Just because they're ages, doesn't mean you can't tell them apart. They can be mixed up, you can't tell them apart. Okay? Try to do the Mishnah. Ready? What? I should stop here. Why not do the Mishnah? I'll stop. Asham Shinez Arev B'Shlamim. If an Asham got mixed up with a Shlamim. Rav Shimon Omer, fascinating. Rav Shimon's going to say, Shteim yichshed du b'tzafon, an ashram can be shechted, a shlam can be shechted anywhere. But since it's mixed up, there's nothing wrong with shechting an ashram in the tzafon. Nothing wrong with that. You could do it. Therefore, do both of them there. You know, v'yochal kechomer shebehen, you have to be machmer on the ashram, on the shlam. Eat it as if it's an ashram, meaning only one day. The day you shecht it, and that night. Amru lo, enevi en kachin lebeit ha-psul, can't do that. You're not allowed to minimize kachin. By eating the shlamim like a asham, you're taking one day away from it. You can't do that. Very interesting idea. What kind of itzer is that? Can't turn it to the rice. It's the rice, though. Probably not. Very interesting. Now, the darbu chatichos bechatichos. If pieces of meat got mixed up, kachim kachim bechachim kalim, kachim kachim and kachim kalim. By the way, getting back for a second, so we said you can't. So what do you do? What do you do? So he'll say, you let it get a mum. And then do it over. However, this arbu chatichos pechatichos. kachim kachim, bikachim kalim. Then nechal liyom echad, nechal l'shnei yom v'layla, yochlu chomer shabehem. Then they would agree you have to eat them as if they're machmer, as if it's a one day carver. What about the issue of you're minimizing kachim, right? What about that issue? So Rashi says, ubaha rabbanan mode the lekat lekantachmini. There's no other option. What else can we do? Buy the live animals. We said, let them get a mum and tell them and do it over. You have an option not to have to be minimized kachim. Here it's piece of meat. I can't eat it tomorrow. You know why? Maybe it's an asham. I have no choice. I have to do that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow.